JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we highlight the recent awards ceremony for long-serving employees of the St. James Parish Council. Later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and the ABCs of raising safe and healthy children. Welcome, and thanks for joining. More than 50 persons who have served the St. James Parish Council for up to 40 years were recognized at a recent staff awards ceremony held in Montego Bay. Lifeguard Neville Campbell was awarded for being the longest-serving employee with 40 years of unbroken service. The awards were drawn from the administrative, auxiliary, and support departments of the council. Addressing the ceremony, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, Denzil Thorpe, congratulated the awardees for their many years of service to the St. James Parish Council.
I welcome the opportunity to recognize the hard work, dedication, and efforts, and overall great performance of the outstanding staff of the St. James Parish Council, who have contributed to the successes you have been able to achieve over the past years.
Mr. Thorpe says the event plays a key role in building staff morale at the council. Meanwhile, Mayor of Montego Bay, Councillor Glendon Harris, says the awards ceremony is the council's way of showing that the entity values its employees. He notes that the council has chosen to praise and reward its team members while they are alive and active.
As we celebrate, we say to our colleagues that you have been good and faithful stewards in the St. James Parish Council. So I really want to celebrate with you for the services that you have been offering to the St. James Parish Council, the parish of St. James and Jamaica, land we love.
The awards ceremony was staged under the theme, Recognizing Excellence and Achievement.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Everyone has a role to play for Jamaica to realize its goal of becoming the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030. Go to vision2030.gov.jm to find out more. The Ministry of Health will be carrying out fogging in the following communities in Kingston and St. Andrew on Friday, July 3. Pembroke Hall, Marvelly, Three Oaks, Glendale, and Manly Meadows. And on Saturday, July 4 in Drewsdale, Queensborough, Queensbury, Bowerbank, and Bellevue Hospital. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
One of the main things when we see up now when me grow up as a youth, I think you can a gig. And we used to cut out one ball we call it wood conk out of, make it out of tree road and bam road. We used to use guava or orange wood and sit down and sort of use a cutlass and your chisel and pare it down. The gig actually is shaped like a microphone, but the point where you put the, you call that now, the nail for it to play on, that part is like, it's like a funnel, it's very small. So you put it in and you wind up the card point and you flick it and it clear.
Now for our child safety tip. Parents and guardians, cover up unused electrical outlets to prevent children from getting an electric shock if they stick their finger or an object into the outlet. Safety plugs should be inserted in unused outlets when toddlers are in the home. Make sure all outlets in the home have faceplates or covers. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Andre Soyes, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.